A lot of students come to university with big ideas, bright ideas, supporting the construction of vast developments, especially when it comes to energy. They say things like, the government should build more nuclear power stations, they should invest in tidal power, wind farms, solar energy. They can't understand why people can't get going on these projects right away. What's holding us back? What's holding us back is that before investing huge amounts of money into something, you need to prove that something is going to work, that it's going to do what the engineers say it's going to do, and that it won't have any disastrous side effects. What you need is a feasibility study. Today, we're going to look at what one of these is and what it includes, and we're going to look at the Severn Barrage as an example. Ideas for the barrage across the Severn estuary between England and Wales have been going on for longer than you'd expect. There were suggestions for one way back in the 19th century. The building of such a barrage would be a huge engineering feat, comparable with some of the world's biggest construction projects. The purposes of a barrage are manifold. It would serve as a road transport link, which would no doubt be useful as an alternative to the expensive Severn Bridge. It would offer flood protection, could create a harbor or nature reserve, and it could be a source of energy from tidal power. With Britain hoping to generate 15% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2020, it is of course the latter which has come to the fore in recent years, and the others are seen as useful side effects. Let's look first, then, at what a feasibility study is. Basically, you're uncovering the strengths and weaknesses of your proposed venture and the prospects for success. In other words, are you going to be able to do what you say you will? And you can't be biased. Otherwise, no one will believe you, and you won't get the backing you need. A good feasibility study will give a detailed description of your plans from an engineering perspective, plus an objective account of how you propose to operate and manage it, plus details about legal requirements and financing. What does this involve in real terms? Well, I'm going to look at a feasibility study done for a structure across the Severn. This was what was called a Severn tidal reef, and it was proposed in 2007 by Evans Engineering. And, as I said earlier, their feasibility study was started in 2008 and was presented to the government in 2010. So these are the elements that went into the study. First, they looked in detail at any big issue that had to be addressed, and these were put to the government at the end of the year. Had any huge worries arisen at that point, the study would not have proceeded any further, and the project would have been axed. During year one, they also considered what tidal options were available to them. Later, in 2009, there was public consultation, and a short list of options was created based on what seemed to be most popular, or most realistic. These ones were studied in more detail, and these were narrowed down to a single, preferred option. There was further public consultation before the government made the final decision over whether or not the project got the go-ahead. Sadly, this one didn't, but the government clearly saw potential in a barrage of some sort across the Severn, because as soon as this idea was knocked on the head, another feasibility study kicked off, which was a scheme proposed by Hafren Power. The study started in 2010 and was presented to the government in 2013, but this one was also rejected. The government concluded from it that although a tidal barrage across the Severn could contribute to energy and climate change objectives, they hadn't looked adequately into the environmental impacts. They had also failed to demonstrate whether the public would back it. They were also worried that, although the proposal was for the barrage to be publicly funded, government subsidies might still be required for up to 30 years. The report concluded that Hafren Power needed to undertake further assessments if they wanted their plans to come to fruition. The government had certainly not closed the book. It's welcoming all sorts of other alternative schemes to harness the tidal power resource in the estuary, and one frontrunner is for the tidal lagoon, which could provide power for 120,000 homes. So what does that mean for you, the students and the engineers of the future? Well, sadly, it means there is a whole lot of research and paperwork which needs to be done before any huge project can be performed. And even though some of you may well in the future get to work on world-scale projects, perhaps even something in the Severn Barrage, You need to be prepared to put in the hard graft and effort into the background study, the research, the consultation, the paper pushing, the number crunching, because without that, nothing will ever get off the ground.